AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today in the Senate.
Well, I am angry and I'm disappointed.
That's Washington Democrat Patty Murray after the vote to codify Roe versus Wade's abortion access as federal law.
The yeas are 49, the nays are 51.
Which means
the motion is not agreed to.
What we saw today is Republicans telling Americans all over this country, and women in particular, that their voice is more important than yours.
The vote was almost certain to fail. Texas Republican John Cornyn says this goes beyond the status quo.
It's the Abortion on Demand Act, without restrictions, without limitations. It promotes abortion at a scale far beyond Roe versus Wade.
Roe versus Wade is at serious risk of being overturned by the conservative Supreme Court. Stocks finished lower, the Dow down 326 points. The government says inflation is still high, but eased a bit last month. Meeting with farmers in Illinois today, President Biden says agricultural exports can relieve the financial pressures.
You got us through a pandemic, and you're literally the backbone of our country. It's not hyperbole. But you also feed the world. And we're seeing with Putin's war in Ukraine, you're like the backbone of freedom.
A judge in New York says he'll lift the contempt of court order issued against former President Donald Trump if he meets certain conditions, including paying $110,000 in fines. The CDC says more than 107,000 Americans died of drug overdoses last year, setting another U.S. record. More than a month into the season, Major League Baseball is postponing its first game because of the coronavirus. Some Cleveland Guardians players, including manager Terry Francona, tested positive. Their game with the White Sox today was postponed. Ukraine's top prosecutor says the country plans to hold its first war crimes trial of a captured Russian soldier. This is AP News. A single-engine plane was flying off Florida's Atlantic coast. There was a pilot and a passenger.
Number 3, Lima Delta, came in a little broken. What was the situation with the pilot?
He is incoherent. He is out.
3, Lima Delta, roger. Try to hold the wings level and see if you can start descending for me.
The passenger said he has never flown an airplane.
Just remain on this frequency and we're going to continue to try to get you some more help. Is the pilot unconscious?
As the plane flew over Florida, the controller spoke very calmly, told the passenger to maintain wings level and try to follow the coast. They talked him all the way to a safe landing.
Man, they did a great job.
Passengers landed the airplane?
That's correct.
Oh my gosh, yeah, no, great job.
No flying experience.
There was no immediate word on the condition of the pilot, and authorities did not release their identities. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.